This is the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold.
Welcome to the Paranormal Podcast. I'm Jim Harold, and so glad to be with you once again. It's a perfect time of year for a discussion like this, and we have a perfect guest.
Of course, our perfect guest is Jim Harold, the Paranormal Podcaster. Jim, I thought maybe I'd have you introduce yourself.
That is a first. I've been on tons of shows across the country, and that's the first time I ever introduced myself. I like it.
There's something paranormal about that, I suppose.
Yeah, I feel like I have a doppelganger.
Oh, stop that already. Jim Harold joins us this morning from Northeast Ohio, who's a paranormal podcaster, and as well has written several books. Now, Jim Harold's Campfire 3, True Ghost Stories.
Yes, it's a third edition, and people don't know what podcasts are, although these days most people know. Used to not be that way.
Yeah, pods used to have some kind of beings in them that would take over our bodies or something.
These are just radio shows that you can listen to. And think of like you take a DVR and you mash it up with a radio show and you got a podcast. You can listen to it anytime you want. Been doing them for 9 years and have done three books of stories, of true ghost stories, real people. And people seem to be listening and reading the books, so we're going to keep doing them as long as people keep enjoying them.
Now, I was looking at some that you've done, and I wonder, how do you not ask the same questions over and over again? It's like a sports guy who talks to football, you know, baseball. How do you kind of keep it fresh? What are the different angles you're asking for these people from their different encounters, I guess?
Well, the thing is, a lot of times with the ghost stories, I kind of try to stay out of the way.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit different than doing a traditional radio show, you know, where you have clocks and things like that. So we take it a little calmer pace and let people take it where they want to take it. And then I have some standard questions that I ask, and occasionally I'll think of something new and we'll throw it in. But it's really that campfire show, which is one of the podcasts I do, is not so much about me, but it's really about the experiencers just saying, hey, this is what happened to me. And what I love about it is the fact that it's people who tell stories who are not necessarily ghost hunters or out looking for this stuff. They're just doing whatever it is they do in life, and the supernatural visits them.
Many times it almost seems like they're living as an ordinary life as we are, but all of a sudden something happens. Talk about some of these stories that will freak us out in Campfire 3.
Yeah, one of my favorites is actually the first story in the book. It's called Something Really Nasty. And it's a little lengthy story, but I'll try to encapsulate it. A woman lived in North Carolina, Jennifer, and this was in 2002. And she got together with a friend of hers, traveled to Richmond, Virginia, a male friend. His name was Carl. And they were going to spend the weekend together, kind of paint the town red, that kind of thing. And basically, they had to go over and check his parents' house. And because they were out of town. So they ran over there, and he kept saying, you know, this place is haunted. Does that bother you? And she said, no, I'm not worried about it. And anyway, they get there, and he becomes really concerned and really agitated. She's like, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So they go up on the porch, and he opens the door, and this huge gust of wind comes out, blows her onto the ground, basically. She has vertigo. She's seeing stars. And he goes out and checks on her. Are you okay? I told you this place was creepy. I've never seen anything like this. And she said, no, let's go in. So they go in. A bunch of weird stuff happens. They say they see a shadow person. They start to feel dizzy and lightheaded. And then they leave. And they try to have a good time that weekend, but this hangs over them. And this was over the course of several years, this story. So anyway, they go their separate ways. She goes back to Raleigh. He stays in Richmond, Virginia. Over the years, they kind of lose touch. And weird things start happening at Jennifer's house. Her young son starts hearing voices at night and can't sleep. She ends up moving across the country to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Weird things continue to happen. At one point, she thinks she has an intruder in the house. So we fast forward to Halloween. She's taking her son trick-or-treating, and she walks. One of the places they visit is this kind of new age bookstore. And they walk in, and the clerk starts to give candy to the little boy. And he looks up at the woman and kind of gives her a quizzical look and says, would you mind if my boss speaks with you? And she said, okay. The boss proceeds to come out. I imagine it's a woman, and I imagine she's coming from this beaded curtain. And she speaks to Jennifer, and she says, you probably wonder why my associate here wanted me to talk to you. He probably saw the same thing I did. You have a beautiful aura, but you have the nastiest entity attached to you. would you mind if I do a cleansing? And Jennifer didn't quite know what was going on, but she said, okay, I'm game. And she does these incantations and so forth and cleanses her, but said, you know, please come back because I don't know if I've gotten rid of it yet. But things do calm down. Jennifer comes back home. In a few months, she gets a call from Carl. Turns out that they're both going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina again at the same time. They had lost touch, but they meet back up again in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Carl starts telling her, you know, since that time that thing happened in our house, my parents' home had been intensely haunted since it had been built. It was new construction. Since that happened, nothing has happened. And Jennifer jokes to Carl. She says, well, you know, that ghost followed me, that entity followed me across the country, so hopefully it'll jump off of me, jump onto you, and I'll be rid of it, as a joke. They both go back home, and she gets a call very shortly from Carl saying, you won't believe what happened. He had said that the activity had ceased at the house. Well, he went to visit his parents, came back home. No sooner he got home, he got a call from his parents saying, the ghosts, they are back. So this ghost or entity had traveled onto Jennifer, latched onto her several years, traveled back across the country with her, jumped back onto Carl, and went back to its place of origin. I thought that was a pretty spooky story.
Wow.
This is speechless.
Well, yes, I am, especially for the one where the woman just says, you have an evil spirit attached to you. And
you know, you're talking about intruders in the house and stuff like that. And really what creeps me out is the idea of something going on when I'm in the house, especially alone. Is there some type of specific paranormal experience or something that really freaks you out?
You know, I think that would certainly be one. If you physically think something's in your house, I mean, one thing that, and it is a little bit out there, but the shadow people idea, this idea that there are shadow people out there and they quite don't take a shape, that particularly freaks me out. That's one that I say, oh, I wouldn't want to see one of those. So that's the one that spooks me out the most, I would think, as well. I think the idea of a shadow person, even a ghost I take, but a shadow person, kind of this amorphous blob, that would freak me out.
We're talking today with Jim Harold, who has put out Jim Harold's Campfire 3, True Ghost Stories. He's also the paranormal podcaster, and I will tell you that I didn't get much prep work done to talk to you today because I spent time listening to your podcast with Whitley Strieber.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
he was great.
He's been out of the consciousness for quite a while. You know, he had communion, and everybody was talking about this sort of encounter, and he's the one that kind of gave us that sort of the big head, big eyes kind of creatures or whatnot like that. My jaw was dropping during the conversation you had with him.
That yeah, because, you know, I had always thought more about the alien aspect of it, but he says he doesn't even know if these are aliens. And it's interesting, Bruce, because, you know, as I studied these things, and I started doing these shows 9 years ago, and I've been interested since I was a little kid listening to, watching Leonard Nimoy in Search of and so forth, I always thought these things were very separate. But one thing he talked about in that interview is the idea of all this paranormal stuff, UFOs, ghosts, shadow people, maybe even cryptids like Bigfoot, even though I'm a little more skeptical about Bigfoot. But all this stuff might be connected. And he said the visitors, he thinks, may somehow be tied in with the subject of death. And that one kind of blew me away. I'm like, whoa, because I just thought if they do exist, they're just coming down from a flying saucer from some planet or star system that we're not familiar with. But this idea that there's some kind of cross-pollination between these different paranormal subjects, that's kind of wild to me. But he was fascinating, I thought.
He definitely was, and there was points where I thought to myself, this is all starting to make sense, which was even more frightening to me at a moment. Because I think...
No, I could tell you, it's funny. I started this 9 years ago, and I'm a pretty grounded guy, I think at least. And it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland. It's like going down the rabbit hole. And what is it, the saying from the movie JFK, we're in the looking glass, or looking through the looking glass now. And that's what I feel like sometimes, because some of these things really do blow my mind. And I do believe, you know, the different theories, you know, some I think hold some water, some I'm not so sure about. But I do think it hints at the idea that the universe is a far stranger place than we think.
It truly is. And, you know, it's this time of year especially, it's really fun to kind of indulge in this this meandering down the road of the paranormal. I love the fact that you have an app, and I'm going to download it, but I want to know what kind of stuff am I going to find on that app? Because I want to have it all around me this holiday season, this Halloween holiday.
Oh, well, thank you. It's called Jim Harold Central, and it's free both on the Android store and on the iTunes store. And also, if anybody happens to have an Amazon device, it's there as well. Absolutely free. You could get all of my free podcasts, and there are links there to other things I do. Also, my news feed, my paranormal news feed, my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed. So Jim Harold Central, you just search that in your app store of choice, and you'll find it. And all of those things are there, and it's absolutely free, because I used to have an app that I charged for, and I said, you know what, let's make this free. That way we can reach as many people as possible and share these stories and the different interviews that we do.
We're talking with Jim Harold. His Jim Harold's Campfire 3 is out right now. I'm looking at many of these stories, and they're all sometimes, you know, shorter stories. People just, are they sending you these encounters, and then you're, you know, sort of just categorizing them? Any other ones that you want to share? Maybe some that have more of a humorous bent to them?
Well, first of all, the way that we do this is basically we have our campfire show. People come on and tell their stories. And what I do when I get ready to do a book is I take maybe 50 to 70 episodes, and I go through them, and I call the ones that I think are the best stories. Now, they could be funny, they could be poignant, they can be spooky, kind of a whole range. Now, one that's kind of humorous is called A Living Statue. And this is a story that one of our storytellers, Kat from California, tells us. And she remembers that one night she was in bed, she was about 3 years old, and she heard something rustling around in her living room. Now, their house was really, really small, and she remembers getting out of bed and looking out into their living room. Now, I should mention, they have a little statue of the magical god Pan. It was about 3 foot tall, and it was about 30 pounds. So anyway, they had this little statue. She says she woke up at night and she saw this statue come to life, and the statue was rifling through her mom's purse.
Look at it. As you were talking, it says here, I remember getting out of bed and looking at this bronze statue was literally rifling through my mother's purse.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the statue turned around, according to Kat. Now, this is Kat's story, not mine. The statue turned around, looked at her, and chased her down the hallway to her parents' bedroom. At that point, she jumped in her parents' bedroom, convinced the statue was going to jump into the bed with them. She told her parents what was going on, and her mom was kind of laughing, but they said, well, let's go take a look. Well, the interesting thing was her mom and dad went out into the living room to check and see what was going on. Her mom's purse was sprawled out all over the floor, and the statue was knocked over in the kitchen. Now, again, this was a 30-pound statue, and this is a 3-year-old girl. She says there's no way she could have picked it up, so who knows what happens. Bruce and Susie, I get some really strange stories. This is one of the strangest, but I think she's being very honest in telling me what she thought happened.
What she's in many cases, that's really what it is. It's all they know or what they felt,
yeah,
what they experienced at that time, which what makes a lot of this sort of fun, intriguing, and it makes us all sort of think back to certain things, encounters that we may have had. Some of us have put it out of our memory, perhaps, or wondered, well, that was kind of odd. I wonder. You know, and you find out, and people say, I've never told anybody this before.
Yes. That's kind of... almost everybody has a story, Bruce and Susie. Almost everybody, something that happened to them or a friend or a loved one, even if they're a skeptic.
It is called True Ghost Stories, Jim Harold's Campfire 3. It is out, available now. If people want to get it and find out more about your paranormal podcast, what's a good place, Jim, for them to check us out?
Jim Harold.com, JimHarold.com. They can find the books on Amazon. And, for example, the current one is only $2.99 on the Kindle. So 240-plus pages. It's cheap, and you'll have some great Halloween stories.
Sounds great. Jim, thanks for sharing this time with us. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you, guys.